Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Maitreya program on Access Radio 104.6 FM, presented on behalf of Share International New Zealand. This particular program was prepared by members of our Otaki group, which is down near Wellington. They write that last month we presented a brief overview of the various books by Benjamin Creme. And now there's a new publication. It's titled A Master Speaks, Volume 2, and it consists of articles that were published in Share International magazine. The June issue of the magazine introduces it as follows. Readers of Share International will be glad to know that the much-anticipated companion volume to A Master Speaks has just been published. A Master Speaks, Volume 2, contains articles dictated by Benjamin Creme's master and published in the magazine from January 2004 to May 2016.
Long in the making, it was planned with Benjamin Creme's cooperation and approval. As a disciple of one of the Masters of Wisdom who guide humanity's evolution, Benjamin Creme received these inspiring articles by mental telepathy. They are a highlight of the magazine and were published monthly from the time Share International was launched with Benjamin Creme as founding editor in 1982. They cover a very wide range of topics, including, among many things, many other things, the brotherhood of man, the ending of war, unity and diversity, saving the planet, and the cities of tomorrow. The book also contains a number of short messages from Maitreya that Benjamin Creme received from time to time at the end of media interviews, lectures, or gatherings. The purpose of these articles is, in the Master's own words, to present to the readers of this magazine a picture of the life ahead, to inspire a happy and positive approach to that future, and to equip them with the tools of knowledge to deal correctly with the problems which daily arise upon the way. From my vantage point of experience and insight, I have sought to act as lookout and guard to warn of approaching danger, and to enable you, the reader, to act with courage and conviction in service to the plan for evolution.
A Master Speaks, Volume 2, is published in Benjamin Creme's memory and can be seen as a valedictory volume, marking the ending of his lifetime's work with his master. The legacy of this work lives on in this new volume, a testimony to their close relationship. And now, from Share International May's magazine, is this letter from the editors. We would like to express our thanks for the many positive and encouraging comments received about Share International magazine in recent months. Your support is appreciated. We are keenly aware of Benjamin Creme's physical absence, but we hope our equally keen awareness of his continuing help and guidance in our work will be welcome news to our readers. Understandably, at times of great change, questions arise, and supporters and critics alike hope for or expect answers. Articles by Benjamin Creme's master provide a source of insight as they deal with difficult issues and have proved their extraordinary aptness even when reprinted years after they were written.
In the new circumstances, we think it important to revisit the aims and functions of this publication. Share International magazine is a vehicle for Maitreya's and Benjamin Creme's master's ideas, inspiration and insight. It is one of the main means by which we make known the presence in the world today of Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom. The Master has explained the past, illuminated the present, and outlined the contours of the brilliant future civilization, which can be humanity's if we take steps to implement Maitreya's priorities. The Master's articles, Messages from Maitreya, answers given by Benjamin Krem to readers' questions, the descriptions of meetings with Masters or their representatives, the signs and miracles manifested by Maitreya and the Masters, have each given hope and inspiration to the world. The needed changes are spelled out, possible solutions pointed up, difficulties highlighted, wise advice is given, and a vision held up of a fair and sane world in which the needs of all are met, where sharing and justice are the norm, allowing all to evolve into the divine beings we are in potential.
Yet another function of Share International magazine is that whenever these ideas elicit an intuitive response, they have an effect on the mental planes where they are picked up by sensitive creative minds. The ideas are implemented and so civilization proceeds. Similarly, ideas go out on the mental planes as information about the emergence of Maitreya and the Masters is given out at public lectures. A further aspect of our work has been to provide more than facts to contribute to the development of a new way of thinking. It is through a change of heart that humanity will make the changes the world needs. A subtle function of this magazine is the following. In the Master's articles and Benjamin Krem's answers to questions, the reader has a means to deepen his understanding of the nature of reality and of his own nature as an integral part of that greater life. This promotes the growth of the intuition and the broadening of consciousness. The Masters live outside of time. As Benjamin Krem quotes, "Masters see reality in the complete absence of time." The Master's very first article for Share International magazine dealt with the fact that time is a state of mind.
Except when they were about a specific event, a particular moment in history, his articles are timeless. They were written from a far wider perspective than ours. They contain an insight into the sweep of history and humanity's likely responses. We have no hesitation in recommending them for renewed reading and study. Choosing an article appropriate for any given month and a set of world circumstances requires consideration of the main factors at play in the world at the time of the editorial process. The choice for each month is made with a view to addressing current issues. Fortunately, Benjamin Krem's Master has provided a vast number of articles so that our work can continue. Benjamin Krem's Master indicated that Share International magazine could play an educational role in the future, and he would continue his association with it. The Master DK refers to the involvement of the leader even after death. In the new age, the umbilical cord will be cut early in the life of the Aquarian leader, group leader, but the leader or group of leaders will remain for a long time, as does the mother of a child, the guiding inspiration, the loving protecting force, and the source of instruction and of teaching. When this is the case, the group can proceed upon its way and live its life as a self-directing agent, even when the leader passes over to the other side. The Masters know that we can manage for the short time remaining.
You're listening to the Maitreya program on Auckland's Community Radio 104.6 FM. And now for the second half of our program, which is sourced from the compilation section of May's Share International magazine. So to follow is a selection of quotations on the theme of the rise of people power, and are taken from Maitreya, Benjamin Krem's Master, and Benjamin Krem's writings. The first quote from the book The Gathering of the Forces of Light by Benjamin Krem goes as follows. Humanity is powerful. It has no idea of its power. There is nothing more powerful than a properly educated massed public opinion. Maitreya counts on the formation of that mass public opinion to overthrow the present commercialization and to bring in the principles of sharing and justice. We owe it to ourselves to do it. This next quote is by Benjamin Krem's master from an article titled The Day of Destiny. There is growing evidence in the changes now taking place at an accelerated pace that some force or forces guides the destiny of the world. Few can believe that the historic transformations, the upsurge of aspiration for freedom and participation now witnessed on a massive scale, result from mere coincidence and have no inner cause. Few would deny that the speed alone of these momentous changes suggests otherwise, points to the growing awareness by millions that their day of destiny has come, and that power from now rests with the people and must be wielded for their good.
And now from Maitreya, by the will of the Lord, the seed of awareness is cracking open now. People everywhere are becoming aware and will be unwilling to be dominated by others when their destiny is to be free. Governments everywhere will have to listen to the people. Government will be by the people, for the people. No one will be able to explain or comprehend fully this new sense of awareness, but we will witness it and experience it. And that quote was from Maitreya, from Maitreya's teachings, entitled The Laws of Life. And now from The Futility of War, by Maitreya as well. The people themselves are beginning to play their part. Through ballot box and demonstration, they are making their voices heard, their demands for peace known. From this point, there is no turning back. The people are sensing their power and are coming to understand that they must make the peace they all desire, and that only when justice reigns with freedom will blessed peace be assured.
Now we would like to read an article by the Master, and it is titled The Masters in the World. When the Masters establish their presence in full view of the world, a great change will take place in the relationship existing between humanity and them. Whereas until now they have been remote and removed from close contact with all but a few disciples, in the immediate future, the guides of the race will foster a deeper and more continuous form of cooperation with mankind. This process, known as the externalization of the hierarchy, has already begun, and several masters have established contact with groups on the physical plane. So far, this contact has been restricted to groups working in the fields of economics, administration, and science, and to a lesser extent in education. But the time will come when their inspiration and guidance will be given freely to all the groups working to rehabilitate the world. From that time onwards, an entirely new system of communication will be established between the inspirers and humanity. For the most part, telepathy will continue to be the mode of contact, especially where disciples are concerned. But when necessary, the masters who have undergone special training for this purpose will use the ordinary modes of speech. This will bring within the orbit of their influence many who would otherwise not receive the stimulus.
Then the true training of humanity will begin. Firstly, colleges will be established where the most promising students will be taught the elementary levels of the new sciences, including the science of the soul. These new sciences, it will be found, will cover all aspects of the natural environment of man, both the seen and the unseen, from the subatomic to the cosmic. In this way, a new vision of the glory of the unseen worlds will be given to man. A spirit of cooperation between different disciplines will be fostered, and a new, broader, more inclusive outlook will replace the present fragmentation. Thus will the Master's work, stimulating and strengthening the minds of men, inspiring them to new heights of inquiry and achievement. In due course, the stage will be set for the restoration of the mysteries. Schools for advanced students will be opened at various sites, both ancient and modern, in several countries. Eventually, there will be found, stretching across the world, a network of these training centres for initiation into the mysteries. The mysteries are the mysteries of man's origin and purpose, and hold hidden the key to controlling the forces of the universe. with time, a very large number of men will pass through these schools, entering thereby, stage by stage, into the mind of the creating Logos. In this way, the Masters will oversee the evolutionary process outwardly and openly in the world. For long have they prepared themselves for this purpose, awaiting the day of their emergence. That day has been signaled by the Christ. He leads his brothers into the world. They are the exemplars and the guarantee of man's future achievement. Their work will open up for men a new vision of their potential. All of this presupposes the acceptance of the Christ and his proposals for the well-being of humanity, the implementation of the principle of sharing, and the restructuring of the world along more just and more rational lines. We await with confidence man's decision. That was published in October 1984.
We'd like to finish today's program with a message from Maitreya, which was received through a public lecture in Euston Road, London, back in 1979 through Benjamin Creme. It's message number 74. Good evening, my dear friends. I have come once more in this way to tell you that my mission proceeds as planned. Nought hinders the progress of this holy work, and soon, for yourselves, you will see the fruit of my efforts. The time has come to begin the process of change, to transform the life of men in such a way that the God in man shines forth. This, my friends, is not difficult of accomplishment, for within you all sits such a divine being. My task will be to evoke from you that shining light and take you to its source. My masters work also in their various centres, and through them proceeds the plan. My work is to organise that plan in such a way that the least cleavage results. Much that is loved must go. Cling not to the old forms. Much will depend on man's ability to renounce these outworn structures and to create a new and simpler world. Remember this. Forget not that I come to change all things. My coming brings peace. Likewise, my presence brings cleavage. My sword, that love which I am, will separate all men, will show the true from the false, will clear the way for the new light which I bring. May it be that you can withstand this change and accept my light. Many times before have I told you that my appearance is nigh. Look then carefully, my friends, and miss me not. My blessing goes with you all. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation allow you quickly to hearken to my call.
And that's all we have time for today. And if you'd like further information, you can contact us by writing to Share International, P.O. Box 34491, Birkenhead, 0746. Or, of course, you can go online to share-international.org and lose yourself in all the wondrous information there. Thank you very much for listening to us, and love and blessings to all.